1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the September 19, 2022 Bryan ISD school board meeting, beginning first with the action that was taken following a 50-minute executive session. Board Vice President Julie Harlan calling the meeting back into session, followed by the first of two motions made by Deidre Davis, the second motion made by Felicia Benford, in between comments from school board member David Stansny.
The board reconvened in open session at 8:42 p.m.
I move that the Board of Trustees take action so the City of Bryan can avoid any doubt that we are continuing to pursue action by the City Council to approve rezoning.
I would
second.
And I would like to comment on the motion before we vote. I'm very disappointed that we've reached this point. I know firsthand that our staff worked very hard to find this tract of land, and have absolutely no reason to think that we would have any problems using it for what we want to use it for. And the fact that it was already that Glenn had already been given permission to use it for educational purposes and obviously take it off the tax rolls. So we were confident. We have good relationship with the city, and this was one of those things that we just absolutely could not see it coming. And I'm simply saying that to explain why we're having to do what this motion is about. And I certainly hope that it will end well after further thought and discussion by the City Council.
Thank you. Mr. Stasny, any other comment? Okay, it's been moved by Dr. Davis and seconded by Dr. Benford. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
You
motion
made Felicia
passes.
A doctor. Hmm? You made Felicia a doctor.
Oh, well, Dr. Benford.
Aye.
Ms. Benford, thank you.
So I make the motion that we direct the administration to consider and take action on locating a temporary plans to present to the board for our maintenance and transportation facility.
Second.
Right. It has been moved by Ms. Benford and seconded by Dr. Davis. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No further discussion. We are now adjourned.
During public comments at the beginning of the meeting, one speaker asked the Bryan ISD board to continue its pursuit of the zoning change. Here are the comments of Ted Foote, Jr.
Madam Chairwoman, I'm Ted Foote, a resident of Bryan for 15 years and within the BISD. And so to you and the other board members, I'm here this evening as a taxpayer and a supporter of the BISD to encourage, when it comes time to look at it on the agenda when you go to executive session, for you all to pursue an appeal to the City Council, which could result in the approval of BISD's recommended proposal on the location of the new transportation facility. And, of course, that would be over and in spite of the rejection of that proposal by the City's Planning and Zoning Commission. You do not need me to remind you that BISD is invested in this property. You know that better than anyone in this room. And that BISD has done all that the city departments have asked, that BISD has met all of the standards for the plan to go forward. The Planning and Zoning Commission, with all due respect, is an appointed group with the task of making recommendations to the City Council on proposals related to planning and zoning, of course. But one of their own members last week suggested that the city staff, in spite of all the positive recommendations, that the city staff is required to follow objective standards and recommendations, but they, the Planning and Zoning Commission, are allowed the privilege of subjective opinions, including, it seems, real estate suggestions to other public entities. Now, with all due respect, again, to their real estate suggestions, this is your or our third site to examine for this use, at least the third site. And we as taxpayers are invested with you, in this case, for public access to public transportation for public school students. Please take this on appeal to elected officials, notably the city council by name. They are accountable to taxpayers as you are for the different reasons, the different entity. But you have done your due diligence. The city of Bryan staff has done their due diligence. And if you do not appeal to city council, it seems to me, what message will that send except that an unelected group can shape the public processes of decision-making because they say they can base their decisions on subjectivity? As taxpayers and supporters of public education, we deserve more than that to work from adopted standards. And that more, in this case, is taking the appeal to City Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Foote.